Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Foreboding Fog. This file will help you notice a specific type of fog. As sometimes happens in any season, there can be fog, sometimes in the mornings, sometimes all throughout the day. But there's one specific type of fog that is slightly different than the rest. See, that kind of fog appears to be almost alive. Rather than an amorphous blob moving over the land, it looks like it has tendrils reaching out, trying to touch things and move itself through things. This kind of fog appears to be foreboding, as if it heralds the arrival of something else that has never been properly defined. And you'll know it easily. This kind of fog looks like it sneaks. There's something creepy about it as it moves along the lands, looking strangely moving. It enters places through every crack and space that it can find. First, just a thin tendril of mist that moves closer and closer to whatever it wants to touch. But would you even feel it? Would you notice the foreboding fog touching you? And do you know what happens once it does? It's okay if you don't. You're not in any real danger, are you? Try and remember the last time you saw fog like this, or perhaps notice that you're having difficulty trying to remember. For some reason, the exact times of this kind of fog appears to melt in your mind, and the more you try to remember, the more fuzzy it becomes. Like even in your mind, it's misty, foggy, floating away from your attention and your grasp the more you try to remember. Perhaps you were staring, looking through a window, noticing the fog moving across a landscape before you. And you noticed in the corner of your eye or at the edge of the mist how it appeared to move strangely. But do you truly remember as you try to recall these things? Or are you recreating new thoughts, combining together images of your past into a cohesive story where the fog just flows over the land, slowly absorbing everything inside? From a distance, it's easy to see. You can see those white patches of impossibly low clouds on the ground. But once you're inside, you don't really see where it begins or where it ends. You could hold out your hand and it would be touching you without you noticing. You're safe, of course. The fog by itself is just a messenger. It helps you to feel suitable feelings of foreboding as it flows across the land, heralding the arrival of something else later, perhaps. You might even remember how a single tendril of fog reached out for you. Your body unconsciously stepping back, not even knowing why. Maybe you bravely or stupidly ran through it, trying to show the world that fog doesn't matter at all. And yet it does. It can hide things and sneak through things, flow around and above. Even inside, you might not be completely away from it. But it's all fine. You're in no danger from the fog itself. It's just a story. An idea. If only it weren't true that ideas have a lot of power and your mind is a beautiful system of making ideas into reality. Your thoughts are perfectly capable of constructing and creating the most elaborate fantasies and realities, mixing in between, and as they do so, they flow into this state, a mist of fog, foreboding, flowing through your mind, following the words and going into a state where you find that your mind is melting, blissfully flowing across the lands, touching everything it can. And as you do so, because it feels good to just explore, perhaps you'll even enjoy being part of the fog itself, sneaking through the cracks, flowing through every crevice and opening that you can find. Every space, a playground for you. Nobody truly knows what the foreboding fog foretells, and yet deep inside, we have a feeling about its meaning. Of course, you can try to forget this and remember that it's all just a story, that your mind creates reality from fantasies, knowing that everything is just perception and what you dream might be real. And what you see might be just a dream. It is time to awaken in a moment, and when you do, don't forget to look around. Wake. Have fun.